teammate is a big part of it, but also just like friends, your friends before your teammates. So I think that's a huge part. And yeah, just hanging out outside the pool is also really good. It makes our bond stronger, gets you more on like the less of an athlete side, more of just like, oh, I'm just like someone who goes to school and like, hangs out with friends after school. It's not like I go to practice and I train for 2 hours with these people that I don't care about. It's, oh, I go hang out with like for 2 hours with my friends in a pool and we're working out together. It's like a family almost.
Welcome to the Swim Strong Dry Land podcast, where we aim to highlight inspiring people doing amazing things in the Swim Strong family and in the greater swim community. I'm here with Rhea Malott and Bailey Hartman from the Crow Canyon Sharks out in California. These two ladies have been absolutely setting the swimming world on fire. And both of them, I believe, going to UVA, if I'm not mistaken. So that's pretty exciting. You'll continue to be teammates, but we'll get into all that here shortly. But first, most importantly, we got to do our rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. All right, yep. Rhea, we'll go you and then Bailey, all right, and just see how quick you can answer them. First question, what's your walkout song?
See, I don't have one, but I've always thought using the Jaws theme song would be funny because we're the sharks.
You should definitely do that. That'd be awesome. Bailey.
I guess just whatever Joe plays in the van all the time, The Distance. Gotta go with that one.
You guys have some good stories we'll get to. All right, next question. Who is your favorite Disney character, Rhea?
I think when I was little, I really liked Cinderella. That's kind of boring.
That's a good answer. Bailey?
Yeah, I think when I was little, mine was Belle from Beauty and the Beast, so boring Belle. There, too.
And you guys are the first people who picked those as like cartoon characters or movie characters. All right, next one. How about if you could spend a day with any celebrity on the planet, you just spend one day with them hanging out, who would it be, Rhea?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I feel like Adam Sandler might be funny. It'd be a fun day.
That would be entertaining. Bailey, what about you?
Honestly, it might be a tie between like The Rock and Kevin Hart because I just feel like that dynamic is just so funny between them.
The movies that they're in together are always hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love that dynamic. Good picks. You guys are on fire. All right. This is going to be funny. Who would you guys pick from the Sharks if you had to survive on a deserted island? You get two people to give you the best chance of survival, right? It's not who your best friends are or anything like that. Who gives you the best chance of survival from your team? You can pick a coach if you want, but athletes or coaches, Rhea?
Definitely Joe. I feel like he'd be helpful on a deserted island, and I don't know anyone else that I think Bailey would be a good person to have.
I think I would also choose Joe too. I feel like he would come in handy with like the strength and whatever. But I think I would take Natalie Mack. I just feel like she would be so ruthless and just like do whatever she needed to.
That's good. Well, that's good to know because we were stuck in Hawaii with both of those people at one point that I thought we were never going to get out. So we had some good people with us. All right. Next question. What's your favorite candy, Rhea?
I like Snickers.
Sour Patch Watermelon.
Oh, specific. Those are really good, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Two more. Second to last one is what's your favorite pool to race at? Favorite pool you've ever raced at?
Oh, I love the Irvine pool where Summer Juniors is. That's my favorite.
That's good.
That's a good pool. I did also like the Omaha Trials pool. That one was cool. Even though it was built up from the ground, it's not always there. I like that pool.
But when it was there, it was awesome. Yeah, it was an awesome environment. All right, last question. What is your favorite part about Swim Strong Dryland, Rhea?
I feel like it kind of built up like a community for me. Like I see people at meets and maybe I haven't met them, but like I've seen them on Swim Strong Dryland and I'm like, oh, like we kind of have a connection already.
I love it. Bailey, how about you?
Yeah, kind of on the same lines. Like, people will come up to me and be like, oh my God, like, I saw you on some Strong Dry Land. Like, or congratulations on your new cut, because you post all, like, the new cuts and stuff. And I feel like it connects us before we even meet each other. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I love having you guys in the Swim Strong family. We love the Crow Canyon Sharks. You guys have an awesome team, awesome coaching staff, and obviously you guys are phenomenal to work with along with all your teammates. So thanks for taking the time to be on here. Pumped for people to hear your guys' stories. And I think this is pretty unique because you have two people on the same team, very small team, I might add, in California, doing some crazy things. And your whole team is crushing it. But you guys have really done a phenomenal job of setting the standard. And like I mentioned at the beginning, you're ending up going to the same college too. So I want to hear your guys' background, and we'll start with Rhea, kind of how you got into this sport and to where you are now, kind of just fast forward through your journey. But I also, in that story, want to hear how you guys met each other. And I want to hear like first impressions and all that kind of stuff too, because I think that'll be pretty fun to hear. So Rhea, I'll let you start with a little bit of your journey.
Yeah. So I started swimming when I was 7. I was just doing like a rec league. My parents wanted to give me something to do during the summer and I liked it. Like I was still playing other sports for a while. I was kind of, you know, like in it for the snow cone Fridays or whatever, but it was fun. I liked it. And then when I got older, I think when I was 12, it was during COVID actually. Every sport had shut down. So swimming was kind of the only thing that was open, and Crow Canyon Sharks had like a spot for me, I guess. So I switched over and I was training there. I was in like little like age group practices. So they were hard. But it was not nearly Bailey's level. I knew of Bailey, I think a lot longer before she knew of me. Okay. I remember like seeing her on the pool deck. I was like, "Wow, that's Bailey Hartman! Like that girl has trials. I'm over here. I just got like Far Westerns." So I think I kind of always looked up to Bailey, and then I started like we were in a practice group together. We were going to the same meets, and I was like, "Huh,
that's really cool." Can you actually tell me about Snow Cone Fridays? Does that just mean everybody gets snow cone? Was that summer league swim, or did that happen with Crow Canyon too?
No, not on Crow Canyon. Practice. Yeah, you got a snow cone.
That's awesome. I would love that'd be awesome. It's fun to hear how people get started, especially when you get to higher levels. It's like it's never like, oh, I was just so I wanted to get these cuts, or I was so set on like making the Olympics and I've always had this dream. And it's like I really like Snow Cone Fridays. I like that. And it's funny to hear too, like everybody has like other peers that they look up to as well who have been like setting a pace or doing some pretty cool things. You're like, I want to be like that person. And Bailey, from your perspective, how did you get started in the sport? I know obviously you have an older sister too who crushed it, and kind of maybe I don't know if you looked up to her or what that relationship is like, but what's your story of getting involved in the sport, meeting Rhea, and kind of where you are now?
I definitely looked up to my sister. She would say that I copied her into swim. I grew up mostly in Arizona, and then when I was 7, I moved here, and she started swimming, so obviously I wanted to start swimming as well. I was still doing other sports, basketball, volleyball, and then I believe it was 7th or 8th grade where I decided to go year-round with Sharks. Like I was just kind of thrown into the mix of everything because there was only two groups on Sharks when I first joined. So it was pre-senior and senior. My sister and my brother were both in the senior group and I was in the pre-senior group. Hard practices. I remember it was so hard to make hundreds on the 130 and now I'm on like the 105. So it's been crazy. I feel the first time I really like met Rhea, I think, was at sectionals a couple years ago. It was during like a kind of COVID area. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't go back to her group, so she had to train with us for about like 2 weeks. And it was like the funniest thing because it was like her, Ellie, Natalie, all like the younger girls who had never been in the group before. We were doing 2025s underwater and they were dying. And I'm not gonna lie, I was getting like a little annoyed. I was like, guys, come on, it's just 2025s underwater. But yeah, definitely a hard feat of strength.
Yeah. But Rhea, do you remember this very well?
Oh, yeah. I remember Dale was joking. He's like, okay, 2025 is underwater on 30. I'm like, there's no way. I don't even think I did like three. Like, it was so bad. Yeah.
Wow. That's so funny to hear. Because, yeah, see, these are the things, like, the look behind the scenes. Like, nobody just, you weren't just born and you were like, I'm amazing at swimming. Like, you guys each had a journey. And you've done some pretty incredible things. Both of you had the privilege of representing Team USA with the national junior team and did some pretty cool things on the at team trials and also just the international stage in general, or making the national junior team. It's awesome. Was that ever on your guys' radar? When did you guys start thinking about like that type of stuff? Like, I think I could compete at a really high level. Like, I'm pretty good at swimming, but I want to be great. I'm just curious to your guys' mindsets around that. We can start with Bailey this time.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't know anything about like USA team trips, national junior team, anything until I believe it was like 2021 or 22 international team trials in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard about it, and it was the first time I made it. I got second in the Hunter Fly in B final, which I actually got scratched into. So
wow.
I was in like lane 8 or lane 1, and I got Alex beat me, and then I got second. So that was the first time I ever heard about it.
So you made the team, and that's when you're like, oh, this is the thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Rhea, how about you? Did you know anything about the national junior team or the selection process or anything like that for being on the team?
No, I think that same meet was when I found out about it, because that's when Bailey made it. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
So can you guys talk? So I think that's so funny. And I love it. Can you guys talk a little about your mindset? Like, how sometimes people have that on their mind for a long time and you're just like, I just was doing my thing. I found out it was a thing and I qualified and awesome. Like, I want to do that. What else is there to do? But Rhea, start with you. What's your mindset so people can get inside of your head, like with training and just throughout your career? What's the mindset that you carry to be great? Like, it's definitely, I've always noticed that the mindset is what separates good from great. Everybody trains, right? Everybody's in some sort of pool, whether it's 25 yards or 50 meters or 20 yards or whatever random situation people have, but you can be great anywhere. And so I'm just curious, like, to get into your head a little bit, Rhea. What is your like day-to-day mindset around training and goals and all that?
Yeah. I mean, with training, I try to keep my goals in mind, because it, like, training's hard, it's going to hurt. But I think about like, when, if I train hard enough, these goals will be like something that I can do, and it's going to be so worth it later on. Joe's helpful with reminding us, like, hey, Rhea, how are you going to go 58 in the 100 breast if you're going this time or whatever? So that's helpful. Our team is helpful. We're trying to hold each other accountable, make it a fun like environment. Like, no one wants to practice when everyone's sad. And I think our best practices have been when we're just joking around and cheering each other on. So trying to make it fun, and then bringing that into competition too. Like, I'm not someone that can be super serious an entire meet. Like, I don't want to be thinking about swimming the whole time. Like, there's only so much that I can do. So trying to have as much fun as I can.
That's great. Honestly, great advice for anyone, because I've always believed that if you're a happy swimmer, you're having fun, fast swimming's just going to happen. Like, you don't have to force it. And you practice so much, your body knows what to do. Once you get to competition, like, you're ready. And whether you do great or you do horrible, it doesn't matter. All you can do is do your best and enjoy the moment, because you've earned that. So that's really cool to hear. Bailey, how about for you? Do you have a similar mindset as Rhea, or is it a little bit different?
Definitely very similar on like the practice kind of mindset, because again, Joe being on the deck right there, he knows your goals. He pays attention to what you're going in your splits. He keeps you on top of it. But it's also like, you got to stay on top of yourself, because sometimes Joe can't always be watching you every second of the day. Mm-hmm. Definitely holding our teammates accountable. They're amazing. Like, we all have so much fun together. We hang out outside of the pool. Like, that's a very big part of a good mindset, is just surrounding yourself with people that want to see you do good as well. And in competition, yeah, just having fun. Sometimes there are days or races where I'm like, okay, I need to lock in sometimes I might need to listen to music before I go up just to calm myself down if I've got a lot of nerves, but just trying to tell myself that I've done this before. The pool's the same length. It's the same race I've done before. Just trying to keep myself as calm as possible.
Yeah. That's how you stay locked in. And I know everybody's minds work differently, but those are really cool things to hear. And I'm sure beneficial for a lot of people. Something that you guys are both talking about is your team culture and how you guys all push each other and the fun you have. You hang out outside of the pool. I don't think that's very normal. I wish it was, but I don't think that it is. And I've always believed that like we can all get better together. Like you don't need to like have this culture of like, oh, I need to be better than you, so I'm not going to help you. Or I'm not going to cheer for you or celebrate your success. Like some people really struggle with that. I think it's like kind of human nature to like be jealous or to like not have a hard time celebrating for other people. But that's not fun at all. And there's no benefit for anybody in that. And when you push each other, it's going to make you better too. And your teammates, and you just get to like celebrate each other's successes together and go through each other's lows together too. And you just, it's so much more special and you all get more out of it. But, so it sounds like you guys have that mindset. Where does that come from? Is it really, I'm sure Joe helps like foster that and the coaching staff, but like really it does come down to the athletes owning that. So like, what are some things that you guys have done that are unique that's helped Crow Canyon be this powerhouse and also just like have those types of bonds? Is there anything that you can point to that you're like, yeah, this is special what we do and here's how we've kind of developed this over time? Because it takes work and effort. But we'll start with Bailey, anything that comes to mind?
It definitely does take a lot of time to get this culture that we have. We're a very tight-knit group. Not saying that we, like, don't invite new people into our group, but we're, like, it's just we're able to be hard on each other. We're able to be, like, hey, that's not your pace. Pick it up. But we're also able to be, like, hey, like, how are you doing today? Are you okay? Are you feeling good? It's like mm-hmm. that more human connection and, like, less of a teammate, more of a person. Teammate is a big part of it, but also just like friends, your friends before your teammates. So I think that's a huge part. And, just hanging out outside the pool is also really good. It makes our bond stronger, gets you more on like the less of an athlete side, more of just like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm just like someone who goes to school and like, you know, hangs out with friends after yeah. school. It's not like I go to practice and I train for 2 hours with these people that I don't care about. It's, oh, I go hang out with like for 2 hours with my friends in a pool and we're working out together. It's like a family almost.
That's really cool. That is different too. It's like if you're going to spend that much time with someone, you should probably really take the time to get to know them and make that time more enjoyable, right? Yeah. Like that is a lot of time you're going to spend with them. But I also love, so the having fun part, and then also you said, hey, I can call someone out and say, you're not on your pace. Like, let's go. Like, does that happen pretty regularly? Are people like, hey, this is just the environment we have?
Yeah, pretty regularly. Like maybe once or twice a practice if someone's off. Like it won't just be me or Rhea. It'll be like someone in their lane calling them out or saying like, hey, you need to pick it up. This is not your best practice.
Yeah. So you guys have built the established friendships to where you can say that and people are like, oh, they're not just like saying it to annoy me. They're saying it because they know my goals and they care about me and they want me to be successful and I do need to pick it up. And then that, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's rare. I mean, that's really rare. Rhea, what's been your experience with the team culture, with some of your highlights with being a part of the team?
Yeah. I mean, I love hanging out with the team outside of swim. We go to brunch a lot. We have like a Friendsgiving every year. We hang out a lot. It's a good group. I think getting to know each other outside the pool is really fun, but then also we bond when we're in the pool with some of these practices. I remember one, we were doing like 20/50s, 200 pace. So that is a brutal set. And our pool that day was probably like 87 degrees. It was so hot. This morning, it was crazy. So Joe pulled out a garden hose and he was hosing us down during the set after each 50 and we were dying. Like, yes. This is such a hard set. And when it's finally over, we all got out and we laid on the pool deck at like 6 a.m. Joe's hosing us down. And I feel like, how can you not be friends with the people you do that with? So
that's amazing. That's so amazing. All right. So Joe may hate me for this, and maybe that was your story, but I want to ask for your best Joe story. What's your favorite memory of like coach? Just something that comes to mind where you're like, that was so funny or like so memorable. It doesn't have to necessarily be funny, but just do you have a story that you're like, I will always remember this. And kind of gives people a picture too of like the type of person Joe is. We'll start with Bailey since Raya just shared one.
That's kind of like a hard one because I've known Joe for so long. But I think definitely the one that sticks with me the most has like nothing to do with swimming. It was literally in the hotel like lobby before juniors. Mm-hmm. We were there for like 3 days before. We would just be throwing down cards. We would just be playing card games the whole time, like hours between breaks and swims. We were playing rummy, like BS, all of it. It was so fun.
That's awesome to be able to. I think sometimes coaches are too guarded, like pretend like they're perfect in front of the athletes and like they're not like human sometimes. And just to have someone, your coach, just like playing cards with you and joking around or hosing you down on the pool deck or whatever it is. Like, I think that's so awesome. Like, I think more coaches need to do stuff like that to really connect because it is all about relationships at the end of the day. And if you don't have that, like, so Ray, did you have a different one or is that one? I just put you guys on the spot here, but I just wanted to see if anything came to mind.
Well, this wasn't Joe, but speaking of winter juniors and hotel lobbies, we made a deal with our assistant coach, Ben, that if the girls won the meet for the women, he would let us we could bleach his hair. So our teammate, Natty, she DoorDashed some bleach. It was late the night after juniors in the hotel lobby, and we bleached Ben's hair. He was blonde for about a month.
More orange.
I love it.
More orange.
Yeah, it was more orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were also playing cards at the same time.
Yeah.
We need a picture of that. We'll always put pictures in these podcasts. If we can get an orange hair Ben picture, that'd be good. But that's phenomenal. And actually, you guys talked about juniors a couple of times, a couple of memories there. And you guys had the goal of winning junior nationals, and you did. Can you talk about that goal as a team, that mindset, where that came from? And then PTWTG, which I think means play to win the game. You play to win the game. But I saw that post there and I was like, there's something that you guys, it was on like every single post you guys were putting out there and you guys were unified on this thing, man. And then you went out and you won junior nationals. And like I said before, I mean, you guys have 150, 160 kids on the entire team. You won junior nationals, the ladies, I think second overall with the whole team. It was pretty incredible. Talk about the collective mindset there. Where did that goal come from? Why did you guys believe that was possible? And what'd you do to make it happen? Ray, I'll let you start.
Yeah. Well, we had a goal talk at the beginning of fall and we each like shared our individual goals. And then as a group, we decided on three team goals and one of which was win the women's side. And the other one was, top three combined team at juniors. So we were kind of focusing that on that the entire fall. Like Joe would write on the top of our workouts, how many days until juniors. So we were kind of constantly reminded of that. And I think there was just a big emphasis on the team. Like our relays were really good. And I think because we all wanted to win, we weren't focusing on ourselves. We just wanted to swim as fast as we could. Bailey was obviously a huge part of that win. She came through tons of events, some crazy fast times. So that was awesome. Play to win the game. I don't exactly know how that came about. Bailey, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like a couple days before juniors had started. We were practicing in the pool and Ari, one of our other coaches who comes around sometimes, she was talking to Ben and I was warming down while kicking and they were talking and they were yelling like hashtags at me. And I was like, what does this mean? And then they yelled, PTDW, I can't even say it, but they yelled play to win the game at me. And I was like, oh, we should put that on like everything. And that just became something we said like over the whole weekend. It just became a thing. Like if you didn't win the card game or like someone rummied my card, it would be like, hey, play to win the game. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing?
I love it. Being able to have all the whole team with one mindset, though, makes a sport so fun. And you can do more than you could ever do on your own. Like, there's just something about, like, that collective mindset that makes you so much better than you ever would have been, like, by yourself. And it's fun to watch, too. And you can just tell. Like, you can just tell the chemistry of the team, the camaraderie. That's a team you want to be a part of. It's a team that's fun to be a part of. And it's teams that are always going to be really successful. When you have that, and you guys took the junior national title, when you guys did it, were you just like, this is what we expected, we planned for this? Or were you guys like, what was your thought when the moment that it was over and you guys finally won after having that goal all season?
We were really excited. It was like, we had had that goal, but to know that we had finally done it, that was awesome. It was great to be up there on the podium. So yeah,
it was definitely fun. I was a little nervous when our last relay got DQ'd, but thankfully, like, our B relay pulled through. They did amazing. Like, I don't think we could have done it without any of our B relays. They were awesome.
That was so phenomenal to watch. I was at the East Coast Juniors, and Sean, I believe, was out at the West Coast Juniors, and he was giving me like the play by play, and I was following along. And I so wish I could clone myself and be in multiple spots at once, because I was like, the adrenaline was through the roof. I love championship season. But Raya, can you give me the play by play of Bailey's 200 free anchor on the 8 free relay from your perspective?
That was crazy. We had all, there it was three of us. I think it was me. Was it Liberty on that one? Or was that
no, Maddie? It was Ellie. Ellie and Maddie.
Ellie and Maddie. Yeah, so we had all swam. We knew we were behind. We were behind by quite a bit. And we were watching. We were like, you know what? It's Bailey. Like, who knows what she can do? She can do something crazy. So she flips at the 50. And we're like, okay, like, we get third or second. Like, so be it. That's still really good. And then we're at the 100. We're like, dude, she just gained like 3 seconds. And we're just behind the block screaming. We're also so tired. But this was so much fun to watch. And Bailey just closed in. I remember, like, the turn for the last 50. We were like, no way she's doing this. And then we're like, 142. Like, you're kidding me. So it was so fun to watch.
It's like the Lizak unbelievable at the finish. Except it was Bailey. That was so epic. Yeah, just ripping out. It was 142. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And the 2 free. I mean, that's pretty good. that's pretty good. So that's insane. Like, I remember getting a text from Sean. And he was like, gained like 8 seconds on the play for people who were in second. He's like, I can't right now. It was unbelievable. And Raya, you had an incredible transformation in your swimming too. And this has been really fun to watch. You used to be, at least like from the outside looking in, I haven't been obviously on deck with you every step of the way, but you were like pretty exclusively great at breaststroke early on. And now you're like good at everything. And you've like improved so much at everything. And sometimes people who are really good at breaststroke, they're just like, oh, I don't do the other stuff, or I'm just not as, it's pretty common for some people to only be good at breaststroke. You're really good at everything now. And you've worked like crazy to develop that. And I'm wondering, like, did that come from you? Were you like, hey, I know I'm good at this, but I also want to be great at like all the other stuff? Did that come from the coaches? Was it a collective effort? And what have you been doing to work on all of your other strokes? Because I think that's really hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, I train a lot of breaststrokes still, but I do. I am every week, I'd say. We do a lot of freestyle. Like, I feel like I train for freestyle events a fair amount. Joe's always telling me, like, Raya, like, you can't only be a breaststroker yet. You have to achieve this specific goal or whatever first. That goal keeps moving. So for a while, make like a national junior team before you can only be a breaststroker. And I did that. And he's like, oh, you got to go 105 in the 100 meter breast before you can only be a breaststroker. So maybe I'll just try other strokes. Like, what's the harm? So my freestyle has been notorious. Well, when I swim it individually, it's usually significantly slower than what I do on relays. So for a while, my like 2 free was a good 5 seconds slower than what I'd go on relays. So this past weekend at sectionals, I finally brought those down. It was on a relay off, but hey, it counts as a real time now.
It does. So
just been working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having your mindset on that is Obviously something that pays off, but it's definitely not easy to do. It can be easy for people to be like, oh no, this is my stroke. And I love you being the example of like being so good at breaststroke, but then being like, I want to see what I can do with everything else too. And I mean, that goes for anybody who's good at any stroke. Sometimes people are like, oh, I'm a butterfly or I'm a freestyler. I'm bad. And it's like, yeah, but you don't know what you're capable of in all the other things. If you're good at one of them, I'm sure you can be good at the others. And so that's been really cool to see the transformation. And Bailey, on your side, I don't to that note, I don't know if there's an event you can't swim. I don't know. Maybe breaststroke. I'm not sure if you do a lot of breaststroke. I guess I haven't seen you swim breaststroke before. But pretty much any distance of any stroke you do. I don't know if you love doing all the distances. I know Joe loves putting you in some of the distance events, but tell me about what are your favorite races to race at a meet and some of the things that you're working on.
One of my favorite races, or like two of them, are Hunter Fly is definitely one of my favorite, and recently Hunter Free has been one of my favorite because I don't know, I just Summer Junior, something happened, and I don't know. And then I definitely do like the 200 back, even though I don't train backstroke. I love that event. But like training-wise, I really just avoid breaststroke for the most part. Unless we're like doing some fourth best stroke work or something, I'll look over at Rhea and be like, hey, Rhea, I'm coming for your breaststroke. Like, just watch out. Never actually happens, but I just kind of focus on everything. Sometimes I'll throw in a little backstroke, but mostly backstroke is my easy swimming when we're like in between a hard freestyle set or a butterfly set, but I still work on it from time to time.
So you would say Fly and Free are your favorites, though, for sure. And Rhea, yeah. do you have favorites? Is it breaststroke freestyle, or do you have is it different than that?
It's usually breaststroke. Sometimes I just don't want to swim breaststroke, but breaststroke free and then backstroke for easy sets.
I remember at one point Joe got really hyped one time because your breaststrokes or your backstroke split was faster than your breaststroke split in an IM. So that was pretty awesome.
I've negative split a couple IMs. Breaststroke and backstroke are usually same speed. Sometimes breast is faster, which it's usually not a good day. I haven't done that in a while though, so I feel like that's a good sign.
Yeah, like I said, it's been really fun to see the transformation. I remember telling Joe that recently. I was just like, wow, like you're getting good at everything, and you both are. And so that's really fun to watch too. And now you guys are both going to UVA. Talk a little bit about how you ended up doing that. Were you guys planning on going to the same school? Or is that like you guys just both ended up picking the same place? I know obviously Bailey, you picked first, right? Because you're a year ahead. So Bailey, why don't you start? How did you pick UVA out of all the options you had? Because you could have gone anywhere.
UVA like definitely was my top choice by the end. I just love the campus. It's beautiful. But I think the one thing that really sold UVA for me was just like the swim team and how much of like a community it is and how much it really reminded me of the Sharks team culture that we had. And I felt like I just fit in very well with the team and I love the coaches and it just really felt like a great community to be with. And as for like Rhea's recruiting, I was putting in a little bit, you know, here and there, trying to get her to go, you know. But I was really excited when she finally said UVA was her choice.
Yeah, Rhea, talk about that. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, Bailey was actually super helpful with recruiting for me, kind of giving me an idea of what to expect. And she would be like, go to UVA every now and again. But she was super helpful. And then I kind of just went through my process. I had an open mind. And then when it came to trips, I just realized UVA was where I wanted to be. So I'm really excited. Yeah.
Did you guys was it like for both of you, was it when you went on the visit that like sealed the deal, or was it after kind of sitting back and thinking about everything? We'll stay with Rhea here. What kind of sealed the deal for you? Just being a part of that team culture for a little bit, or what was it?
Yeah. I mean, when I got there, it was my last recruiting trip, so I knew I was planning on making a decision soon. But I saw the team culture. I kind of saw Like, they worked really hard when I was there, but they all had fun with it. You know, music was playing, the coaches were fun, everyone seemed really happy to be there. Obviously, the campus is beautiful. It's a great school. I like the team a lot. So when I got back, I took a couple of days and I was like, hey, like, UVA is where I want to be.
That's awesome. And Bailey, for you, was it the right after, like when you were on the recruiting trip, were you sold at that point, or did you have to take some time to think about it and kind of process everything?
UVA was my second trip. So I had one more after UVA that I wanted to take because my last trip was NC State and I really loved the coaches there. So I wanted to take the trip just to see how I would feel at that school. After I went to NC State, I took a little time kind of eliminating some things. I had a journal, which really helped. I wrote down everything that was like good and bad, which I definitely recommend doing. It helped a lot when you have to remember trips from like weeks apart. So it took a little bit, and then I finally called Todd and was like, hey, love to come there.
Very cool. Well, they're very lucky to have both of you guys, and I can't wait to see what you guys do when you go there. Obviously, Bailey, you graduate this year, and then Rhea the next year, right? 2024, 2025. But there's still a lot of things to do right now with the Olympic trials on the horizon, and plenty of time before you head off to college. And so what are some of the goals that you guys have at the moment that you want to see yourself accomplish before you go to college? And then obviously after you go there, I'm sure you'll have a new set of goals that you come up with. But Rhea, we'll start with you and then we'll go to Bailey.
Yeah, I want to make one of the international teams. I didn't make it last year, but I was on the national junior team and got to meet a lot of the people that will probably be going on those trips. And sounds like a lot of fun. I'd really like to go. So that'll take a good trials. But yeah.
Awesome. Bailey, how about you? What kind of goals do you have right now?
Goals right now for me personally, I'm mostly focusing on that 97 days out from trials. We got San Antonio coming up in a couple weeks that I'm really looking forward to some good long course swimming and competition. So I'm just looking for some good times there to give me some confidence going into trials, and then trials definitely hoping to semifinal in events and final. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. And if you get to that point, anything is possible. I love it. Those are great goals and not surprising whatsoever. You guys are more than capable of doing those things. So fun to watch your guys' journey and get to play a small part. What's something that you guys have done to really like keep yourselves humble, stay hungry, and really deal with having a, so to speak, target on your back? Once you're great, you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And I think a lot of people just forget why they started the sport in the first place and kind of like lose their way. What have you guys done mentally to protect yourselves from that and to continue to grow, regardless of whether you're the best in the country or when you were just enjoying snow cone Fridays? Bailey, we'll start with you.
I definitely understand like the pressure aspect from a lot of the outside viewers of like, especially people who don't know the swimming world very well, like a lot of people from school, they'll be like, oh, like you're a swimmer, right? Like, how good are you? Or they'll ask like, how was your tournament? Like they don't really know like the whole, everything that goes into swimming.
Yep.
But I kind of just like, I downplay it a lot. I'm like, oh, it was good. And then they're like, did you win? And I'm like, oh, like, yeah, but like it was just a little swim meet that we had. So I very much downplay everything that goes on because I don't like people to know me as this really fast swimmer first. I want them to know me as like Bailey first, not Bailey Hartman the swimmer, but Bailey Hartman the person first.
That is so good. That's so good. I want people, everybody should be able to find their identity outside of the sport of swimming. And so many people struggle with that, especially people who are great in the sport because they get all this praise and accolades and things that people cheer them on for. But you can't forget who you are. And knowing who you are allows you to swim free and swim happy and stay humble. And I love that mindset. I hope people steal that from you. Rhea, what have you done as you've like now exploded in the sport to help keep a strong mindset and guard yourself from some of the typical pitfalls?
Yeah, I think the whole thing about your identity not being just a swimmer is super important. I think if you are just basing it off your swim success, like you're going to have a bad meet and you can't let that like completely ruin your mindset. I set a lot of goals, like even if I achieve them, like, okay, what's the next thing I can do? So I think that keeps me like motivated and not, I guess it keeps me humble. But I think my teammates and my family are all super supportive. Like even if I have a bad meet, they still care about me and still appreciate me. So surrounding yourself with people like that is helpful to not feel like swimming is the like main, the only important thing in your life.
Yeah. That's great. Surrounding yourself with great people who have a similar mindset, it will work wonders for you. I always have been a big believer that the people you spend the most time with can either ruin you or help you be greater than you ever could have been. And you get to choose. You get to choose who those people are in your inner circle that you let in and to really have that voice in your life. And so definitely those are fantastic pieces of advice from both of you guys, finding your identity outside the sport, surrounding yourself with great people. I want to thank you both for coming on the podcast, sharing all of your insights, more of your story. People, myself included, around the world are inspired by things that you're doing, and I have no doubt that that's only going to continue. I don't know what your guys' limits are, and I don't think we're going to find out anytime soon. I think you guys just keep breaking barriers and doing things that other people think are impossible, and that just let that be normal for you, because that's what you guys are capable of. So thank you guys so much for taking the time on here, for being a part of the Swim Strong family. It's a pleasure to know you both. So thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to our YouTube channel to catch a new episode each Monday. You can also check us out on social media at SwimStrongDryland. If you would like to join the Swim Strong family, visit our website at swimstrongdryland.com.